Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. Something that has come up in this last couple of weeks in my practice is this question around what is a true medium? You know, there are several books and publications that I've read over the years, and in them they have said, you know, the best medium is someone who was born with the gift and they had the gift throughout their entire life. I've read other publications and articles that say the exact opposite, that your gift of mediumship can, you know, literally turn on and spark up at any point in your life. And so I wanted to look at that today, and I wanted to share with you an excerpt from my upcoming ebook that is titled You Are a Medium, because from my perspective, everyone has the gift and capacity to communicate with spirit, crossed over loved ones, the other side, however you'd like to phrase that, and that not everyone chooses to step into that. I mean, it's mediumship is a different frequency. If you've listened to any of my other podcasts where we've talked about the angelics and we brought in the angelic energy tends to be more joyful, buoyant, and it's a lighter, airier energy, whereas mediumship can be a little more dense and a little more solid. And yes, our crossover loved ones still have their personality. So when they do come through and communicate, they are relaying messages in a certain tone that they may have used. If they were a light talker, they may still come through that way. If they were loud and boisterous, that will come through. If they were funny, sarcastic, the jokester, that will come through. So just wanted to give you a broader perspective on what the capacity of mediumship really looks like for people. As a young girl, I saw spirit everywhere, and I thought that everyone saw what I saw. And I went to Catholic school and was, you know, made fun of because I had my head in the clouds, and I so wanted to fit in that I just stopped communicating with spirit and stopped really paying attention to the spirit world. And it was really quite fascinating because I would always interact with someone at some point who was able to see spirit and communicate with spirit. And so it was always sort of there in the background. And then it came back full force after an accident in 2006, where the loved ones were just there. So was I born a medium? Right? I mean, that capacity and that gift is there. And I believe it's there for everyone. If you truly, truly desire communicating with crossed over loved ones, you can. It really is that simple. It isn't, the ability to communicate with spirit may seem like an elusive, mysterious gift possessed by only a few. But the reality is that we all share this innate gift. Everyone on the planet is intuitive. Everyone on the planet has intuitive gifts. And depending on how much effort that you would like to put into exploring them and developing them, mastering them, polishing them, will yield the result that you'll get from utilizing your gifts and sharing your gifts and capacities with the world around you. Everyone has the ability to perceive and communicate with crossed over loved ones. Everyone. It is not a special skill that only a chosen few possess. Now, I will say that it's like any industry. There are exceptional dentists and dentists that, maybe they're still learning. And that is true for every industry. Teachers, you know, I've met some absolutely phenomenal teachers that love what they're doing, and they love forming minds and sharing information and helping, you know, those aha moments percolate. And I just, you know, they really love what they do. And then other teachers that just see it as a paycheck, as a way of life, as a way to pay bills. And so again, there are exceptional mediums who have fully embodied what it means to love unconditionally and be able to set boundaries and to do their own inner work so that they can be a clear vessel, a clear channel for spirit to bring those messages through so that they can relay them to their clients or their students or for themselves. And just a side note, you know, someone said to me the other day, they said, well, I thought if you were spiritual, you didn't swear. And I kind of laughed for a bit because some of the earlier teachings that I had from my metaphysical and New Age teachings early on was that, no, you did not swear. You didn't do this. You didn't do this. You didn't do this. And it was really shutting out the human aspect of what we are experiencing in this journey and in this incarnation. And, you know, and if anybody who's had a reading with me, I mean, my guides, they'll pop in every now and again and swear, right? And it's, you know, there's a swear that comes in, and sometimes, you know, it's just getting the energy flowing a little bit differently. And I found over the years that everyone has their own perspective on what spirituality looks like, what that looks like for them. And it's, you know, as I always say, take what resonates and leave the rest. If you are drawn to spirit communication and mediumship, I invite you to sample the plethora of options out there. Sample the buffet. That's what I did. I mean, I researched, I studied with countless mediums and spiritual teachers from around the world. I read books and blog posts, and I took classes, and I just completely immersed myself in learning everything I could. And then I kind of went through it and just picked apart different things that really resonated with me, really lit me up. And those I kept, and the rest of it I kind of moved away. And I believe that that's true for everyone. We need to find things that align with our truth. And if everything that I'm saying is true for you, fabulous. Take it and run with it, make it yours and enjoy it. And if there are bits and pieces that don't quite align and don't make sense, that's okay. It's all good. I'm not asking you to take everything I say as truth for you. I'm asking you to stay in your awareness and stay connected to your heart space and really, really connect with what your authentic truth is, what works for you and what doesn't. And what I found is really interesting is that children and animals can perceive spirit dynamically. They don't have a point of view that it's scary, it's bad, someone's going to get them, it's wrong. You know, they don't have any of that. And, you know, I'll often see my cat Midnight watching spirit around the house. And at first it kind of freaked me out. I thought, oh my gosh, do I need to smudge? What's going on? What does he see? And then I realized, oh, these are my team. They're my loved ones. It's okay. And my daughter had imaginary friends. And she actually enjoyed chatting with and visiting with my grandfather, John, whom she'd never met when she was a young girl. It was funny. She was coloring and she was getting angry. She's like, oh, that guy did it again. And I said, who are you talking about? What guy? And she said, that guy with the white hair. He takes the red crayon. He knows I need the red for the balloons and he takes it every time. And she was stomping around. And sure enough, we couldn't find the red crayon anywhere. And I happened to look out of the corner of my eye and there's my grandfather sitting on the couch. He's so funny. And I thought it was really neat because she had never met him. And so then when I explained to her who that was, then it was like this different jovial, fun relationship had started. And then she would communicate with him and it was so much fun. And so I invite you to consider just for a moment, if spirit communication isn't flowing easily in your world right now, I'd like you to consider for a moment that at some point as a child that you too were aware of spirit. You were. We all were. And oftentimes I find clients have shut down, shut off, or they completely resist their awareness and spirit communication gift. They may have experienced a fearful event with spirit as a child, or spirit communication didn't fit into their family's reality, or a religious doctrine said that it was wrong or bad. There is a myriad of reasons why. But just the sheer willingness to look at where you may have shut down or shut off or limited your gift with mediumship will actually begin to open it back up again. It's like spirit is just waiting in the wings for us to open the package, if you will. It's like they deliver that big yellow envelope and it's sitting there and it's sitting there and it's sitting there. And once we open it and start to look at it and start to perhaps be curious, we begin to invite spirit into our world. It's that easy. Spirit is always eager to connect with us. And once we have begun to look at where our awareness of spirit changed, or perhaps it shifted, the possibilities with mediumship and spirit communication are endless. You may have more vivid dreams, begin to see signs of spirit around you, or you may have the awareness of when spirit is with you and trying to communicate and relay messages to you. Clients will often ask me during their sessions if they too might have the ability to communicate with spirit. And my reply is always a resounding yes. Some may have experienced moments of direct contact with their crossover loved ones or instances of brief connection, and they wish to learn more about their mediumship potential. While others are simply curious and want to know more about mediumship, I find this is usually spirit's way of gently nudging them to look further into their gift of mediumship. And what I found for myself was that it's like I was chosen to be an ambassador of spirit. It wasn't something that I could unchoose. It wasn't something that I could say, meh, no, I'm going to pass. Thanks. You can go on to the next person. It was, no, this is, you've been chosen. This, you really have. If you have a gift and capacity with mediumship and you absolutely love it, like I have to always be communicating with spirit, either for myself or for other people. And that's just a way of life for me. That just is part of who I am. And for years I tried to shut that off and normalize it and, you know, put it over on the back burner and not acknowledge it because I wanted to fit in. Because the people around me didn't accept it for a whole slew of reasons. And it wasn't until I really sat with it and realized that not acknowledging, embracing, and sharing my gifts and capacities with spirit communication, by not doing that and honoring it, I wasn't honoring myself. I wasn't honoring why I came here, why I'm here, what I'm here to do. And so that's been part of my journey, is to really honor and embrace and make it as fun as I can and share it with as many people who would like to hear it. And again, everyone has the ability to communicate with spirit. Everyone, every single one of us. You may desire to explore your mediumship capacity and ability for many different reasons. You may feel drawn to learn more about the spirit realm. There may be signs and synchronicities that you cannot explain logically. You may wish for a deeper connection with your crossover loved ones, or you may have a desire to become a professional medium and help others through their grieving process by connecting them with their loved ones on the other side. I invite you to become aware of how you may already unknowingly communicate and interact with your loved ones on the other side. You have within you the qualities of a medium and a unique way of receiving information and signs from the other side. It is possible with dedication, practice, and perseverance to develop and master your mediumship abilities and capacities and become the medium that you are meant to. However that looks for you. If you'd like to offer readings for family and friends, that's fabulous. If you'd like to communicate with spirit for yourself, just for you, that's perfect. Or maybe you'd like to offer readings at a professional level, and that's amazing. A piece of homework I often give when I'm teaching mediumship is for students to watch the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg. It is such a beautiful representation of the spirit world. You know, it covers everything from earthbound spirits to signs, to communicating with spirit, to crossing spirit back over to the light. Like, there are so many different beautiful aspects of that movie. If you haven't seen it and you're really curious about mediumship, I highly recommend that you watch it. It's absolutely fantastic. The other movie that I often recommend is The Others with Nicole Kidman. It's actually about a family who have died and they don't know that they've died. And they continue living in their house, doing their thing. And it's really, really quite fantastic to have a different perspective about mediumship, about spirit communication. I always like to debunk all of the Hollywoodism. Ooh, it's scary. There's a boogeyman. There's something's going to get you. I love to debunk all of that because it's just based on myth and really inconsistent information. Spirit communication is a real gift and capacity, and it's beautiful. And like anything, it can be exceptional or it can be mediocre, depending on how much time someone spends mastering their craft. If you want to be exceptional at your career, if you want to be an exceptional partner, if you want to be an exceptional parent, that all takes effort and dedication and diligence and showing up when you maybe don't want to, or showing up when it gets a little tough. The same with mediumship. The same with developing your gifts and capacities, with your intuitive abilities, with your spirit team, with your crossed over loved ones, with the angels. It all takes a dedication to master it and be the best that you can be, not be the best that you think you can be based on what you've seen someone else do. I think that's something that a lot of people get caught up in. They see a medium on TV and they think, well, I have to do it like that. No, you don't. If you like to do it like that, if that works for you, then run with it. But you always must find what is true for you and really honor how it works for you. For example, when someone comes to see me, I will ask them, who would you like to communicate with? And then that spirit comes in. Boom. Okay, what do you want to know? There you go. Whereas other mediums will come in and they will bring through the different spirits and relay that information. So it's just a different way of doing it. My way isn't better or wrong or right or different. It is. That's what works for me. And so it's always really important to find what works for you. If you start to open your gifts with mediumship and you decide it's not for you, that's okay too. Mediumship is a different frequency. It's a different energy altogether. If you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, the angelics, when we work with the angelics, it's light and airy and just, it's unconditional love and it's beautiful. Spirit communication with crossover loved ones is all of that, but it's also a little bit denser energy. It's a little bit more solid, if you will. It's not, the angelics are like just, they're just a higher frequency. It's just a little more buoyant. That's the way I can describe it. Whereas crossed over loved ones, it's a different frequency and it's not for everyone. So I always tell people, take what resonates and leave the rest. I invite you to become aware of how you may already, perhaps unknowingly, communicate and interact with your loved ones on the other side. You have within you the qualities of a medium and a unique way of receiving information and signs from the other side. It is possible with dedication, practice, and perseverance to develop and master your mediumship abilities and capacities and become the medium you are meant to. I can remember when I first started to experience spirit again after an accident, as I said, in 2006. And it wasn't until later that I realized it was my crossover loved ones trying to connect with and communicate with me. The first sign I experienced was cigarette smoke. One day I was tidying up the house when I smelled it. I stopped and looked around thinking maybe something was left on the stove or there was a candle burning, but there wasn't anything. The next day, my family and I were going for supper and I smelled cigarette smoke in the car and I froze and I asked if anyone else could smell it and started to think of what are the warning signs of a stroke? Because my logical brain couldn't make sense of the smell. Like it was just red alert, there's something not right. And next, we were at the restaurant. And there was a bylaw that had just been passed here in Calgary where smoking wasn't permitted inside the restaurant. So we're in the restaurant, and again, it was like somebody was sitting right beside me smoking, blowing smoke right in my face. And I was feeling frustrated and confused. I'm looking around, and by this time, my family's starting to show concern. I imagine I must have looked crazy, sniffing the air around me. Does anyone smell that? Can you smell that? Can you smell that smoke? Someone is in here smoking. I'm looking around to see who the perpetrator is who's smoking in the restaurant, and there wasn't anyone. The following day, I decided to go for my walk. There is a beautiful park I enjoy that is along the river that is perfect for my walking meditation. I was about 20 minutes into my walk when just up ahead of me appeared this bright orb of light. It was hanging midair, sparkling and radiating the most beautiful light and energy. It stopped me in my tracks. I then heard, "My name is John." I quickly looked around me and found myself alone on the path. There wasn't anyone anywhere near me. Once again, there was cigarette smoke lingering around my face. As I began to make my way back to my car, I saw this picture form in my mind. It was a picture that I had seen somewhere before of an older woman and man, and I couldn't place the picture, and I just kept thinking, I need to call my dad when I get home. There's something about this picture. Who are those people? And when I got home, called dad, he answered the phone, and I asked him, "What was your father's name?" And he replied, "John." And then he went on to say, "And did he smoke? Just like a chimney." Oh, and we had this little dog named Chucky. Wow, I haven't thought of that dog in years. He was always by dad's side. And after we hung up, I heard a loud, gravelly voice from behind me say, "I told you it was me." And I turned around to find my grandfather, John, sitting in a chair in the living room, smoking with a little white dog on his lap. And I just felt tears well up in my eyes and in my heart. I knew that I was a medium. I knew that it was real. I knew that it was real. My grandfather John visits regularly, and he particularly enjoys when I teach mediumship classes, as he likes to offer his guidance from the other side. He likes to help. His personality is fun, mischievous, and full of joy, and he has the most beautiful, sparkling blue eyes. I am so grateful that he is with me on my mediumship journey and my communications with those on the other side. He is a fantastic partner in crime. How your loved ones may already be communicating with you. I welcome you to consider the possibility that as you go about your regular everyday activities, that your thoughts, emotions, and actions are connecting with your loved ones on the other side. If you think about this for a moment, you may realize that you have noticed more from spirit than you thought you did. Have you ever had an instantaneous thought, idea, or solution just pop into your head that provided the solution to a problem or a concern that you had, something that you were trying to figure out, but it just wouldn't come together? Maybe you've noticed the lights in your room flickering or shutting off completely. Have you ever felt the air pressure change around as if someone was standing next to you, perhaps touching your face or playing with your hair? Whenever I invite spirit in, I get cold. So as I'm sitting here recording this, I have a blanket, I have a sweater on, the heat's turned up because whenever spirit is around, I get cold. I've also heard of people who feel pressure on their head. It's like a heaviness on their head when there's spirit around. Or perhaps you felt maybe an invisible hand on your shoulder or a warm embrace. Have song lyrics begun to play in your head, bringing with them a loving memory of those who have crossed over? Maybe you've smelled the scent of your deceased grandmother's perfume or your grandfather's pipe. Have you instantly been soothed by feelings of love and nurturing? during a time of upset or despair? Has a bird or butterfly seemed to linger at your window, leaving you wonder if they were sent to you from your loved ones in spirit? I had a loved one cross over, I guess that would be maybe 6 years ago. And I got the call when I was getting back to my car from a hike. And in the parking lot, I had cell service. So I get back to the car and I got the call that he had crossed over. And I hung up my phone and I looked up and there was a swarm of dragonflies all around my car. There had to have been hundreds of them. And I just stood there and I was just frozen. And then I remember the last time I saw him, he was my my father-in-law. The last time I saw him, there was this huge dragonfly that had landed on his hand. And it sat there, it stayed there the entire time we were visiting the one day. And every time I have a swarm of dragonflies around me, I know that that's him. And I'll just look up and say, "Hi, Terry. Hi, nice to see you." And so that's a beautiful sign that I see. I often see white butterflies in the yard when on my client days. It's just another beautiful, beautiful sign that your loved ones are communicating. Do you ever wake up to remember whispers of your loved ones from your dreams? Dreams that are so real that you feel your loved one is with you. Or perhaps you've pictured your loved ones in your mind's eye or saw a fleeting image of them from the corner of your eye. These are all common ways that our crossed-over loved ones are letting us know they are with us. We may think our worlds are separate, as our loved ones are no longer in physical form, but the truth is that they are just a thought away and very much a part of our everyday lives. Just as you long to make the connection and communicate with them, they too desire to make contact with you. There is something so magic, so special when I'm able to relay signs and ways that loved ones are communicating with their loved ones here in the physical, and their loved ones get it. Oh yeah, I see, birds flying by the window. Well, yeah, that's your mom. Oh yeah, I find dimes everywhere. Yeah, that's your grandfather. Oh yeah, I find feathers everywhere. And so it's really a beautiful experience when someone starts to see what those signs and maybe those synchronicities are, that it's the spirit world working hard at work to give those signs, give the validation, and give that love and that nurturing. So there you have it. I invite you to start to notice how your loved ones may be communicating with you. Ask your loved ones to come in and give you signs, and then just stay open. Stay open to whatever that's going to look like. Try not to have any preconceived notion of what it's going to look like. Maybe your friend sees rainbows and you're looking for rainbows, or maybe your friend has spirit visitations at night with their loved ones and you want to have the same thing. Just try to keep it open for you and let it show up the way that it's going to. And if you have any questions, absolutely reach out. I love to hear all the feedback and I love to hear how everyone is doing. And if there are topics that you'd like me to talk about, let me know, drop me a line. Again, the ebook will be out in the next couple of months. We're in February 2020, and you can download it on my website at livealifeyoulove.org. Find me on Facebook, Shauna DeMellon. I'm on Instagram, Shauna Marie DeMellon. I send you mountains of love. Till next time, bye for now.